So we are a rehab practice for stroke rehabilitation. So patients that have come through the NHS system, and then there's sort of a gap, a leeway, where they get so much NHS care, and then often they're left without any rehabilitation for can be quite a long time, unless they can unfortunately sort of come back into it more acute. So another onset of stroke, or a relapse of a tumour, or another cognitive issue. And then they're picked back up by the NHS. So there is a gap there in the service, and Richard and I both worked in the NHS for 15 years, so we know that long-term care is something that the NHS can't provide, which led us to developing our own company, which should provide that care for people as an option if they would like to. So, I mean, most of our patients either come through from... they use their health insurance, or they have some private means of sourcing ongoing care, which can be very difficult for people. But it's a service that's needed, and we have helped a lot of patients move much further forward with their care than they would have done without us. So we're very proud of what we've developed. There are other neurological companies out there, but we're very local, so we're in Teddington, and we've got a team of 10 clinicians that work with us. So speech therapy, occupational therapy, psychologists, because a part of the whole Walking Home for Christmas was to promote that mental health aspect. So the feeling of isolation post having a traumatic brain injury, where people, the biggest step for them is moving forward, walking out their front door, being able to see that there is life beyond their brain attack, which is sort of the new lingo for having a stroke or brain injury. And some of our patients are very young. It's not just older patients. Some of our patients are, we've had patients that have, young ladies have had a baby and had really high blood pressure and have had a stroke during labour, which isn't often known about. So that's, and we've had some young patients that have had inherited conditions like an aneurysm that's burst, and therefore they've got a brain injury. So for them, they want to spend their whole life inside. They want to look forward, set goals themselves, get out, and that's something we can help with. So that's something we have helped a lot of younger patients with, and older patients. We have some post-service, ex-service patients. One of them particularly, Stephen, he was 19 when he was out in Iraq. And unfortunately, he'd only been there 2 weeks, and his mum won't mind me saying it was a terrible situation where a grenade went off very close to his head, and had a massive brain injury, and he wasn't expected to live. In fact, they weren't even going to transfer him back here because they thought that was the end for him. But actually, now he's come to us. He's 10 years post-injury. So he's been treated by lots of NHS hospitals here and lots of ex-military hospitals, and he's at the Star and Garter, which is fantastic service, which is in Surbiton now. He used to be based in Richmond Hill, now of Surbiton. And he's come to us because I knew his mum at work, and he's done amazingly. He's been able to get out of his chair with support and walk at least 10 metres. So when we first met Eddie, Stephen, he wasn't getting out of the chair. He hadn't been able to transfer for quite a long time without lots of support around him. Now he's able to transfer from chair to bed, which with one person, so that's a massive milestone for him. Also, mentally, he's doing fantastically well because he's able to come to us at clinic as opposed to us having to go in and see him, and that is another massive goal. So having a client or a patient come and see us in clinic is part and parcel of their recovery, because it gets people out, it becomes part of normal life. He comes and sees us twice a week, and he's feeling really optimistic. He can speak to us with an iPad, so his communication's improved. He's vocalising more words, and just generally mental health-wise, he's massively improved, as well as the physical aspect. So just increasing from going from being in a chair for a long time, your muscle wastage is there, so your trunk gets very lax. So it's again about supporting his trunk so he can facilitate his walking, and again that's improving, his strength's improving, and every week we see his progress, and that's fantastic for everybody to see around him. And he's joking in clinic now with a big old laugh, and he's really happy, and that's wonderful to see. It's actually really heartwarming to see that progress, particularly it's been like 10 or 11 years, 2007 his injury was. So that's quite a long time, which again shows you how important rehabilitation is, even that far down the line. So if patients can come in and out of your services and still make improvements. That's all about walking in for Christmas is about the mental aspect of getting out and taking some steps forward. Whatever your situation, whatever you've had thrown at you in life, it's about taking those first initial steps. It could be just walking home from work. It could have been going out and getting a coffee. It could be, for Stephen, taking those steps out of his wheelchair and walking forwards. And that's what's wonderful about this challenge. It doesn't have to be walking like 26 miles. It's also about coming together, because a lot of our patients don't know each other. So this is one of the first times we've got everyone together. And so they've been really excited about meeting each other. So they've seen each other in clinic, but not actually been out together. So I think we've got about 12 of our patients out that day on the 22nd of December. In the Pheasantry in Bushy Park, and two of those are in wheelchairs, and a lot of our patients will need assistance. Some have already done recce, so they're really excited about it. And it's about bringing friends and family together and seeing how everyone's stage is completely different, and you can't look at what everyone else is doing. You have to look at yourself and your own achievable goals, and just get about getting that minor independence back and feeling like I am moving forward in life. And that's what Walking Home for Christmas is all about.